Edelman and Gronkowski all healthy?
You know, we all love playing together, and we have a lot of, you know, playmakers on this team, and you know, we're going to go out there, prepare this week, and get ready for the Broncos.
Did you end up seeing Antonio Smith's comments yesterday about Tom?
I don't read too much.
He went ahead and he said that he can call Brady a crybaby a little bit when he gets hit and might be trying to protest to the officials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of just the flavor of conference championship week as it is, right?
It is what it is, yeah.
Danny, what is it about playing in Denver? Sometimes it's hasn't turned out well for this football team.
They're a good football team. You know, they play hard. They're well coached. They fly around out there defensively. So, you know, we're excited to prepare for them today, Thursday and Friday.
All the distractions this team has had over the last year, from right after conference championship, we're going to the Super Bowl last year, the whole year. What have you learned about this group and how they adapt to all those distractions?
We just try to ignore all the noise outside the building. We don't really read much into anything besides, you know, our focus on the preparation, the playbook, and what we need to do to get a win.
Danny, what does it mean to lose someone like Mayo, a veteran, this time of year?
Oh, he's a captain of our team. He's a great player, a leader in the locker room. And, you know, anytime a player like that goes down, you're going to miss him. So, you know, he'll still be around and helping us and getting us, you know, ready as best he can with whatever he can do. So.
Have you spoken to him? Did he?
I haven't seen him yet. He'll be in the building, so I'm sure I'll see him today or whenever. But just a great guy, great teammate. And, you know, like I said, anytime you lose a guy like that, it's hard for the team.
And what makes their defense, you know, so effective? They've pretty much throughout the year been probably the best in the league.
It's real athletic, you know. You know, up front athletic, and DBs are athletic, you know, knack to getting big plays. You know, we played each other and we're familiar with each other. We know each other, so, you know, it'll be fun in preparation.
And does the routine change at all, even though it's a playoff game? Does the practice routine change at all, preparation?
One more time, I didn't hear the first
one. Does the routine, practice routine change at all, even though it's, because it is just another game, but it's an important game?
No, I mean, we prepare as hard as we can every week, the whole season, and it's no different this week. I mean, obviously, it's a big game, and we understand that, but, you know, we prepare hard every week, and that's, you know, that's the focus we're taking into this week.
And then you said mistake to change the routine.
What's that?
Mistake to change the routine.
Yeah. We, you know, we have confidence in our abilities to get ready for the game.
You said you didn't see the comments, but do you believe in the idea of bulletin board material for some people?
I mean, at the end of the day, you still got to go out there and play football. So you got to win your matchups. You got to, you know, prepare well and play really good football to win. And regardless of what anybody says, it doesn't really matter. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.